WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
We've all been there, tossing and turning and not being able to get any sleep. For some, getting good sleep during the pandemic has been especially challenging. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana spoke with a couple members of the WBEZ staff and a sleep expert to find out what problems people are having and ways to get more restful nights.
Most of the WBEZ staff is working from home, like many of you in our audience. Earlier this month, I started hearing from colleagues who were saying they were having trouble sleeping. It's a stressful time, so I decided to reach out to a few. I spoke to WBEZ's midday host, Lisa Lavis. She's been able to fall asleep, but keeps waking up in the middle of the night.
So I try to go back to sleep. I'll get back in bed, and there I lie, staring at the ceiling, and after about 20 minutes, and then 30 minutes, 40 minutes, it's an hour later. So I'm awake. I get up, I do the dishes, and, you know, some nights my thoughts, they do poke at me a little bit, but many times I'm just wide awake, and I just wish I knew how I could get back to sleep.
Other people told me they're staying asleep throughout the night, but they suffered from something different.
Hello.
Hey, Becky.
Hey.
How are you?
I have my, I'm good. I have my Marantz going.
Becky Vivi is one of our politics reporters. She told me she's been having some really weird dreams.
I was like wandering in this strange part of my hometown, and I'm on this corner, and I'm trying to hide from these two cops who...
Becky says she usually doesn't remember her dreams, but it's been different during the pandemic. Some are really sticking with her.
Sawyer, and then some of them showed up, and I gave them all hugs, and I woke up. So I don't know what any of it means. Maybe an expert knows.
So I talked to an expert. Dr. Lisa Medaglia is a behavioral sleep medicine specialist at the University of Chicago. And she says, yeah, getting good sleep is an issue for people right now.
I think in general right now, we're just seeing more incidences of acute insomnia during the pandemic because, you know, there's just more worry, uncertainty, and there's just more on the mind. And mind racing is, you know, really not conducive for sleep.
Then I told her what's going on with Becky.
That's an interesting phenomenon. I can tell you this. What we do know about dreams is that dreams are a reflection of our waking life. So that means if in general right now, during the pandemic, your emotions are just elevated because it's such an uncertain time and there's so much stress and anxiety, then it's very likely that your dreams will reflect that.
Medaglia says a solution, if possible, is to work on de-escalating the intensity of your emotions throughout the day. She says exercising can help, taking a relaxing walk, or talking to a friend. As for Lisa's concern, remember, she can't stay asleep.
You have to kind of boss your brain around and tell your brain that this is just not the time to think. And get out of bed and look at a book or a magazine for 5 minutes.
Medaglia says the point of reading is to distract your brain. And she has some other tips for those with sleep troubles right now. The first, put away your devices. Medaglia says you shouldn't even have them in the room. And the next thing, make sure your day has structure.
What time you're going to have your meals? What time you're going to schedule work hours? When are you going to take a break? And then more specifically and most importantly, schedule and stick to a specific bedtime and specific wake time. Even though you don't have to, it will help if you do.
And don't forget about the me time. Medaglia says that's especially true for working parents who are surrounded by their kids all day.
Even if you have to hide in your bathroom, take 1 hour and, you know, maybe take a hot bath or hot shower, read a little bit, listen to some music, and just take some time to unwind by yourself.
And if you get any pushback, just tell them doctor's orders.
Tell your family, blame me, tell them Dr. Medaglia made you do it. I'm okay with that.
So Becky, talk through your emotions throughout the day. Lisa, try distracting your mind. And to anyone else that's having trouble sleeping, schedule some alone time, put the devices down, and set an alarm to go to sleep. Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEZ News.